It's time for Community Conversations, brought to you by Flint County Medical Center, in which we have Flint County Medical Center in studio. Kay Winkleman?
We do. We have Marianne Nielsen. She is an RN at Flint County Medical Center. You have a couple other titles. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
Your other title, well, you're actually the infusion nurse at Flint County Medical Center. You are also certified. Let's talk about what your certifications are beyond that.
I have a certification in giving chemotherapy. Where I previously worked, it was a requirement that everybody has, and I brought that over to us. In the future, we'll continue to certify new employees to go ahead and work with us in the cancer center when we have that up and rolling someday.
And that is so exciting. We'll get to that in a little bit. So you've been at Flint County Medical Center for a little over a year now. Mm-hmm. In this past year, what changes have you seen?
Just with a dedicated position, I've seen an increased flow in how we work our outpatient infusion. Prior to that, the girls from MedSurg and the supervisors were responsible for taking on those patients when they came in. Now that there's a dedicated position, I'm the only person that sees them right now, except for on days where I might not be able to be available, but they see the same person every time they come in, so it's convenient. The care follows through from visit to visit.
Very consistent
Yes.
care. Okay, you not only offer infusions here at Flint County Medical Center, you are able to do a whole lot of other things for people. Let's kind of touch on those different services.
In addition to the infusions, we also do many injections. We do blood transfusions, bladder scans. I help patients that need their catheters changed, urinary catheters, in addition to that. Some simple wound care. We do have a wound care team that's at the hospital for those that are a bigger deal than what I usually deal with. But yeah, simple wound care is in addition. And PICC line changes. We can do blood draws through ports. So.
And you were a guest yesterday at Rotary. You were talking about there are some chemo-related services you can provide, correct?
Yes, we've introduced a few chemo injections, ones that do not have to be mixed underneath a hood at this time. They're just medications that come in a pre-filled syringe that we can offer to a few patients. We've started that in the last few months.
So. Okay.
It's kind of a jump start on our chemo services that we will have in the future.
Yeah. So let's delve into that now. Such an exciting time at Flint County Medical Center. Donette Willis, who is the CFO, spoke yesterday also at Rotary and said, today is a big day. Mm-hmm. Today is a huge day for the hospital to find out about their construction, ready, and it's going to be ready to go soon. But let's talk about the remodel, the foreseeable future for not only for the hospital, but for what you are going to be able to do.
Okay. With the remodel that they're currently doing, they are working with the pharmacy. The pharmacy is going to find a new home temporarily, and in that new home, we will have a new hood built, which specifically can extend the life of current meds. Right now, meds may only have a shelf life of a certain amount of time, but with the new hood, it will extend that shelf life of those once they're already pre-mixed, and also include chemotherapy that we'll be able to mix. So that's a big thing for our community.
So that equates those patients who now go elsewhere, say Mason City, Waterloo, Rochester, wherever it may be for chemo treatment, they will be able to do it right here.
With some limitations at the beginning, until we have an oncologist on staff. However, there may be some possibilities that we can do treatment for patients here locally under the guidance of their physician from another facility.
It's huge. Huge for this whole area because so many, many, many people have to drive elsewhere to get those much needed treatments. So with these new changes, obviously you're not going to be the only one to be able to do all of this. So what kinds of changes or what kind of assistance in training are you going to face with your staff?
Training with giving chemotherapy usually is kind of a one-on-one, learn as you go. That's how I previously learned. However, we do require the certification, so we'll be talking about having some of the employees that will be there to take the course that I took, which is a it's recognized nationally, and there's a test you have to take for that. A lot of information in it. It can be a little bit overwhelming, but you learn a lot of information through it.
So that's going to be coming down the pike as the hospital moves forward with this whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
This month is also Donate Life Month.
Yes,
and
it is.
You and I were very honored to be a part of the flag raising ceremony that took place on April 1st in recognition of Donate Life Month. First of all, you've got a kind of a neat little story regarding this. Do you mind sharing?
No, I don't. Many years ago in 2005, when I was pregnant with our oldest son, I found out that I had polycystic kidney disease. It's a hereditary kidney disease. My mom, my grandma, it's affected many, many people in our family. I was one of four daughters that ended up getting it. Fortunately, though, 4 years ago, I was lucky enough to have my sister Becky, who also works at Floyd County Medical Center, and she works in the radiology department. She gave up a kidney for me through the paired donor program at Mayo Clinic, and I received a kidney from a wonderful lady down in South Carolina who's a nurse with three sons like myself, and for 4 years I've had extra moments because of those two.
That's an amazing story. And Donate Life, donating is such an important, integral part of a decision that people can make when even they get their permit. You know, these little kids. I've got a daughter who's going to get a permit soon, and very much I'm going to encourage her to be a donor because it's so important. It can be such a life-changing moment for not only for a living person, but your sister is also, she got to celebrate the fact that she helped you.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. That's so
I wouldn't
neat.
Be here without the two of them.
Yeah. So our hospital is very, very acknowledging of this important aspect. And if you do want to learn more about Donate Life Month, you can just contact the hospital. Marianne would be a perfect
person. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about Donate Life.
Yep. And also about if you want infusion services locally, I would strongly encourage it. I myself have had several infusion services right here. It was so easy. I got to leave work, come see Marianne in a comfortable private room, get my hour-long infusion, come back to work. And it made a whole huge difference for me in not having to drive and worry about all that stuff. So we're very excited about this this expansion of the hospital. Thank you for being a part of it. You're a terrific person on board at Floyd County Medical Center.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.